Hello, my dear listener. Welcome to Threats Part 10. I have got a very busy time at work coming up. I'm going to be doing 8 10-hour days in a row. And I'm also not feeling so good right now, so it's going to be a struggle. So I'm trying to get through my list today with as much enthusiasm and as much passion as I can offer right now. So this is the 10th threat. So for any of you who haven't joined us here yet, welcome. I asked loads of you to send me threats and you all delivered. I've got so many to do. I don't even know if this is a mini series anymore or just a series. Like, that's how serious it's getting. I really wanted to make a pun then, but it would be really dumb. Seriousness. I'm so sorry. You guys are gonna start seeing that I am cringe, or maybe you are already seeing that. If so, you've sussed me out. Well done. Where was I? Yes, threats number 10. I read and react to your threats. And this one's really exciting today. Let's go through some of the tags. If I scan my eyes over it. Okay, so they bring up something that really happened to me, a real act of sexual assault that happened when I was in school, the fire truck game. So they bring that up just briefly in the beginning. So yeah, obviously rape, that's a given at this point. Degradation, name calling. A knife, there's some knife play, including some cutting in this as well. Anal rape. Yeah. There's a lot in here. So if that isn't for you, that's okay. Please look after yourself. And I hope to make something for everyone. So hopefully I will see you in the future. But for now, let's read out the 10th threat. You don't know who I am. Maybe I'm just a stranger. Maybe I'm the dad of one of your teenage friends. Maybe I'm a teacher who always treated you unfairly. Maybe I'm one of the guys who used to play the fire truck game with you. Or maybe that just doesn't matter. What matters is that from the moment I first heard your voice, your recordings of all the depraved shit you're into, I obsessed over you. When I finally found you, I was ecstatic, but I'm holding back, building up my desire for your little whore body just a little more until I can't take it anymore. Whenever you're feeling watched or feeling followed, I'm there, just out of sight. And in the moment you least expect it, I will finally take what is rightfully mine. What an intro. I don't know when and where it will happen, but what I do know is that it will absolutely ruin you. Completely out of the blue, I will grab you by your hair, yank your head back, and push the cold steel of a big knife against your throat. Don't struggle. You know you were made for this, I tell you. While you can already feel my enormous erection being pressed between your butt cheeks. Then I pull on your hair so hard that you fall to the ground, where I pin you down and use the knife to cut up your stupid clothes and rip them off. You dumb fucking sluts don't need those anyways, right? I take my time exploring your body with the sharp blade and my free hand, occasionally slapping your face and grabbing your tits, your neck, and finally your pussy with a painfully strong grip. I can feel how wet and excited you are. I fixate your teary eyes with mine, and while I get up and unzip my pants, I enjoy the mix of fear and excitement in your eyes as I get my cock out and repeatedly slap it on your face before forcing it between your soft lips. I don't waste a second and start brutally fucking your face, every thrust deeper than the one before. You may try to struggle to push me away, but to no avail. With a strong grip in your hair, I use your head as I please, plunging my dick into your throat again and again for what feels like an eternity, the knife always in the corner of your blurred vision. Through a mist of emotions and close to passing out, you hear me moan. Feel my cock start to twitch and my hot cum starts to flood your throat, your mouth, your nose. Then I pull out and rub it over your face, smearing a mix of spit, tears, and cum over it, ruining your makeup in the process and making you look like the worthless piece of fuck meat we both know you are. But I'm not done yet. Before you've had a chance to recover, I jerk you up to your feet by your hair, slam your face into the wall, and tightly zip tie your hands behind your back. Then you feel the head of my still rock-hard penis pushing against your butthole. Very slowly, I force it into your tight little ass, enjoying your screams as I do so. I don't stop until it's all the way inside you, and keep your face pressed against the wall. Then I suddenly start pounding you, repeatedly beating your head against the cold stone. There's no holding back anymore. Like a madman, I rape you anally, almost ripping you apart. I put my hands around your neck and squeeze harder than you've ever experienced until you're just a limp body hanging between my cock and my hands. I keep going without you even noticing anymore until I come once again. And only for my own pleasure, I pull out of your ass, slam it all the way into your wet cunt, and fill it to the brim with my thick, sticky cum. Finally, I let go of you, let you fall to the floor without any regard for your well-being. I then turn you on your back, grab my knife again, and carve the words, "Use me," right above your tits into your chest, before leaving you for the next rapist to find. This is brilliant. I went through a lot reading that. That was a journey. That was a beautiful journey. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. So I love how you opened it. You don't know who I am. That's just, I love it. Like, really, really lovely beginning. Very mysterious, very edgy and scary, and gets me straight into that fucked up headspace that, you know, that I thrive in. So I really enjoyed that. Now, some things that came up for me in the first few sentences, the one where you say, maybe I'm a teacher who always treated you unfairly. I definitely had a lot of that in school, but it brought this up for me, and I'm sorry if this is irrelevant, but I don't think it is. So I had a teacher in school, it was a non-uniform day, and I had all of my clothes packed to go away on a family holiday. So I wore my sister's clothes, On a non-uniform day, my mum helped me pick them out and my sister, and we were happy with what I was going to wear. And I had a jacket with me, but it was like a really hot day. It was like, well, hot for us British people. It was like, I don't know, 40 degrees Celsius or something outside. So, and it was sunny and it was hot. So I left my jacket with my friends while I went to go to the canteen to get something for lunch. And I was just wearing a top. It was strapless, but like you couldn't see anything at all, like nothing at all. Like my mom and my sister both approved it. So, you know. And I wasn't known for like getting into trouble at school. I was, you know, I was a good girl. I still am. but but yes. Yeah, so and as I was in the canteen line, I had a teacher come up to me, a male teacher. And he was like, do you have a jacket or anything? And I was like, yeah, it's with my friends. And he was like, yeah, you shouldn't have taken it off because it's really inappropriate to have your shoulders out. But there was no rule against, like, there was nothing. Anyway, I brought it up to my form tutor later on, and even she said how ridiculous it was, so, and that there's no rule about it. So, I don't know, maybe you're him. it would be kind of funny if you were. That teacher notoriously didn't like me for many reasons, mainly because I would never wear my blazer because I was a rebel. I was one of those girls. I was like trying to be cool and fit in and roll up my skirt and stuff like that. So, yes, sorry if I went on a bit of a tangent there, but maybe that's you. And then I love the little dig you've taken with maybe I'm one of the guys who used to play the fire truck game with you, like, God, no, please. Those boys were scary. So that's a dig at me because I made an audio about, like, my past sexual assault and trauma. So you've gone straight there. Thank you for that. I actually do mean that thank you because I like it to be personalized, but I'm also like, ow, my heart. Okay, so we'll keep going. Yes. This is something I fantasize about so much since I started making audios. I always feel like, I know it's really silly, but I'm one of those people who's like really prone to placebo effect and things like that. So since I started making audios, I constantly feel like someone's gonna like find me, or that someone knows, or like they're, you know, like I can't be alone without being a little bit scared. So I love what you say about from the moment I first heard your voice, your recordings, I obsessed over you. I do find that really exciting. If someone like went to those lengths, I'd be like, I don't know, it's terrifying, but you know when you kind of want something to happen, but you also know it's not a very good life decision. That's where I'm at right now, but that is definitely something I've been fantasizing about. It's definitely been something I've been rubbing my pussy to a lot, is thinking about someone listening to my audios and wanting to kidnap me. So yeah, thank you for starting with that, because that is a big, big fantasy of mine that you've taken out of my brain and put into words. So thank you. I love your use of language in this. I love it. Ecstatic. That's such a good word. Ecstatic. There was a couple of other, I love this, through a mist of emotions. Like beautiful, beautifully written this. I'm not worthy. This is lovely. So I'm really big on weapons and the knife. I love it. Sorry, I'm just like scanning my eyes over it, pulling things out. Oh my gosh, brutally fucking your face. Yes, that sounds really good. Really fucking good. Yeah, when you say plunging my dick into your throat again and again for what feels like an eternity, the knife always stays in the corner of your blood vision. Like, you have put so much thought into this, and it is delightful. It's so good. I've got goosebumps. And then I love that, but I'm not done yet. Okay, so then we get to the anal rape, which would be so fun, but so fucking painful, but it would be so, so fun. Zip ties are fun because I use them a lot at work, so, you know, it would be fairly easy to grab the ones that I always have. Should I tell people this? Definitely not. But I always accidentally take some home with me from work, and also various other tools by accident, and I'll get home and empty out my pockets, and like, I've got so many dangerous dangerous things I'm carrying around with me. But zip ties are always something that I accidentally bring home with me after work, so oh my god, this is so good. Yeah, I love. Then I suddenly start pounding you, repeatedly beating your head against the cold stone. Like, oh my gosh, like, it's that. I don't know, I can just picture that really, really well in my mind, and it's so fucking sexy. And like a madman, that's such a good, sexy, primal, animalistic description of yourself, and I love it. It brings out all of those feelings in me as well. Oh my gosh, and you managed to work out the fantasy as well. The one that I think about all the time is being anally raped and then having you come in my pussy, because I've explained before, because like, rape is such an awful thing, right? And like, because it's someone in then, and I'm not very good with words, so I'm sorry if I, you know, sound stupid or anything, but it's someone taking advantage of someone else to get pleasure. And the thing is with like PNV sex, at least that's pleasurable, like, or for some people, but like, anal is painful, I think, no matter who you are. I could be wrong about this. I know everyone's so different, so, you know, take what I say with a pinch of salt, please. Yeah, so it's just, it's really taking something from someone else that they didn't give to you, and anal is just taking that and making it even worse. And then, again, the one, like, good thing about it is that you can't get pregnant, and then you've taken that choice away from them as well, and it's so messed up. It's so messed up, and I love it. It's what I fantasize about all the time, is like, oh my god, oh my god. The ending of this is one of my personal favorite endings. I didn't see it coming, and I love it. I grab my knife again and carve the words, "Use me," right above your tits into your chest before leaving you for the next rapist to find. Like, yeah, that is awful. I love it. I love it so much. What a beautiful ending that is. You know what? I've never done... Is it knife play? Is that what they call it? I've never done it, but I think that would be something I would very much be up for engaging in. I think that would be really beautifully fun to engage in. Even against my will. It's been very fun to read. Thank you so, so much for sending this beautiful threat in. It's just amazing. It really is. It's so beautifully written. I love it. And honestly, it's made my face flush and my pussy is so fucking wet reading this. There are so many aspects to it which I just love so much. So thank you so, so much for sending that. It is beautiful. You write so beautifully. It's just lovely. Thank you so much.